Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Reality Check, where we will be your dragony queens. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and hit the notification bell so you know when we've posted some more gorgeous videos.
We were really helping each other out. Mm. And that's what friends do.
But when All Stars comes about, that's not going to happen, girls, just saying.
Yeah, bye. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Reality Check. And this week I asked your questions all about drag. And we've got loads of questions, haven't we, girls?
Oh, we've got loads.
And can I just say, we all look like the witches of Eastwick today. What's going on?
I know.
I feel like I did not get the bangs memo. You've all got bangs.
I'm feeling my Jessie J oats today. Oh, it's all about the price tag.
I'm feeling my 80s, like, blondie but not so blondie vibe today. Like, do you know what I mean?
I've got my vampy vibe. I'm here to suck necks and suck...
Oh, that's really rude.
I can't believe it's a drag wig. Who'd have known? Who'd have thought?
I don't know if you guys will be able to give any tips or anything. Like,
you are correct, because as you know, I'm not a drag queen. I'm just a goddess. You know what I mean? I'm just a,
don't you mean doggess? You missed letters up. It's D-O-G.
Vinegar, if you liked the opposite sex and you saw me walking down the street, you'd be over me like a tramp on chips. You'd be like...
You could turn me bisexual, not going to lie. You could turn me bi.
So this question is it true that there are no friends in drag business, especially the smaller scenes?
Lies. I think for me, I can say I've got a lot of friends in this business who in drag, who not only have been on Drag Race, but also are local queens and local town queens. And they're all stars. They're all amazing. Again, very inspiring for what they do and whatnot, and very supportive. If you've not got a friend in drag, and you do drag yourself, you need to look, maybe the common problem is yourself. Do you know what I mean?
I definitely think drag queens can be, they can be intimidating. So you walk up to a drag queen, you'd be afraid to be friends with them sometimes because of how their demeanor is. And I think sometimes drag can be really competitive. I don't know whether that's Drag Race or just general, because you want to be like the queen, you want to be better, you want to keep bettering yourself. And sometimes that becomes offensive to someone else. But I definitely think, as you say, I have loads of drag friends. I feel like you grow, and it truly is a family. Rue says, you get to choose your family or whatever. And you do, because I have like a great family of drag friends, and you guys are one of them, right?
Yeah.
I have loads of drag friends. You know what I mean? I was took under some drag queens who've been doing it since the late 70s. You know what I mean? They took me under their wing. I can, like, Sandra, Trindy, Rose Garden,
Mrs. Moore.
Like, they literally gave me guest spots. Without them, I wouldn't be here. So they really gave me a lot of guest spots. But like I said, there are also some drag queens who I can't fucking stand.
A lot of drag is handing down things through generations and teaching people the tricks of the trade. So to say drag is like a no friends business, it's like fundamentally like not what drag is about.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, every queen has a borrowed or like an old outfit that's been passed down through. Every queen has been taught that how to talk on a mic and this, that, the other. No queen does it all themselves. It's like not drag.
When you're a drag queen, it's important to have friends who do drag, so you can like we say, you can learn from each other, borrow from each other, steal from each other. I just think it's a great community when you've got that. It really is.
Well, it's important in general just to have friends that have had the same kind of life experiences as you. Friends that you have a lot in common with. So, you know what I mean? Believe me, you're going to be very lonely and very miserable if you're going to work. And because a lot of us, we have to work together. Even before Drag Race, I was doing charity shows and there's about 10 queens.
Well, we've got to share dressing rooms together.
I was going to say, the best thing of the night is chilling out in the dressing room with the queens after the show.
Yeah,
or before.
Exactly.
That is the best part.
One thing I have missed during lockdown is just seeing all my friends, just seeing everyone performing with people and that kind of stuff. I have missed that part of it for sure. Because, you know, it's such a great night. You just get pissed and have a chat and have a gossip and have a sing song, you know, and just have a good old time, you know. It's just great. I think there's no point doing drag if you can't have some drag friends, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
Well, they're your sisters, you know what I mean? And they and like I said, when you get close, you become, you genuinely become like family, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're your sister. You've got your family, don't get me wrong, and I love all my family, but I've also got another family, you know what I mean? And they're like my, like everyone off Drag Race, apart from like maybe one or two, but I'm only joking. I'm only joking. I love you all, but yeah, it's true. Like I've already signed written a will, and I've left my free badges to Cheryl. And I've left a lot of stuff. I've left my dildo to Blue. I've left.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Clean it first.
I've left Vinegar all my old newspapers so she can make another dress. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much. I'll make a big cape out of that.
On that season, I was actually surprised. We were really helping each other out. You know what I mean? And that's what friends do.
But when All Stars comes about, that's not going to happen, girls. Just saying.
Yeah, bye. Oh, no. I think let's go for a good old general question. What's your biggest advice for everybody about to start drag? First of all, what do you want to do? Do you know what I mean? What kind of act do you want to do? Makeup and wigs and costumes will come in time, unless that's something you want to concentrate on. But what do you want to do on the stage? I want to be entertained by these new drag queens.
We don't want any recycled shit. We want something that's never been seen. You know what I mean? What do you bring to the table? Can you sing? Can you lip sync? Can you dance? You know, mate, it's all good. I know so many queens. They look amazing. They look like Kate Moss. They look like models.
They smell like Kate Moss, but...
I ask them, I'm like, where do you perform? What bars do you work at? What clubs do you work at? Oh, I don't do it work. I just walk round looking pretty. And I'm like,
don't talk about Cheryl like that.
Well, no, it wasn't Cheryl because she said I just walked around looking pretty. And if it was Cheryl, I would have been like,
delusion. I don't think.
But yeah, I would say you need a talent. Don't copy anyone. Develop your own character. Because I see a lot of girls and they're like, oh, so what's your character? And with the pretty girls, it's always, I'm a supermodel. I'm into fashion. I'm like, oh my God, I've heard that a billion times, bored. Mm-hmm. Or it's... oh, I'm a whore and a slut. And I'm like, well, I know that 100 times. Get a proper character. Like, you know what I mean? Be unique. Like, I'm a lot of things. You know what I mean? Sometimes I look like a dog's dinner. But I'll tell you one thing. There's only fucking one of me. You know what I mean? So,
and also, a big thing I would say is don't be afraid to fail as well. Like,
oh my gosh.
If you fall flat on your ass, you forget your lyrics, forget your words, forget your jokes aren't funny. Failure is a really good thing to help you evolve as a performer.
Yes. You'll glue your wig down better the next time.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, it's literally, you learn so much more just from the failures, so you can actually move forward with that. So yeah, I'd say get out there, do it, but have something to come with. Don't just death drop and think that's enough, because it's not.
The patter comes. The more shows you do, you get more confident, and you just start. Yeah. Oh, you start having a conversation with the room. The audience always wants to be acknowledged. They want to be like, oh, I'm a part of this. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
That side of it definitely doesn't come naturally to everyone.
No.
My biggest tip is just like practice. Lip syncing, talking to a crowd. Then you have some respect going in because you know what you're doing. You're not just like a baby queen who's going, I'm fierce. I don't care about like my elder queens. Like I'm amazing. Which is another thing. Respect your elder queens because they will give you gigs. They will teach you things that you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
If it wasn't for them elder queens, you wouldn't have a wig on your head. They're the people who fought for our rights, who was working there before you were born.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't have any drag gigs. You know what I mean? Because them are the queens that made the venue a drag venue, made it successful. It's all right if you've achieved something and you've you know what I mean? But don't go around at the age of 18 like, oh, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, I've got actual socks under my bed covered in spunk older than you. So, you know what I mean?
Mm, tasty.
Is that what you're wearing on your head?
No!
Okay, this one's pretty cool, and I feel like very on topic at the moment. Okay. This is from, again, Anonymous.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you? she says, what are your opinions on Bio Queens? Now, just to preface this, Bio Queens is the label that's been said in the question, but we don't like to give labels here. What we are talking about are people of different sexual orientations and different genders doing the art form of drag, and which we think that anyone can do. Right, girls?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's just called drag. Anyone can do it, so there's nothing before it. Just drag. Anyone.
You
drag.
May be exactly. You may be a him, her, or they doing drag, but you're still doing drag.
Just entertain me. It shouldn't matter.
I agree. It doesn't matter what's between your legs, how long it is, how short it is, how deep it goes, whatever. Who cares? Get a wig on, get some makeup on, and give us a show. The only thing, I want two things. I don't want you to be shit. I want you to be entertaining and not be a Tory. That's all I want. I don't care. I just want to be entertained. There are some blokes in wigs who can't even get on the microphone. Do you know what I mean? I don't care what you are. Just do it. And we're going to really enjoy it and love it.
Where do you think drag queens come from? I'm not being funny. I'll tell you what a drag queen is. Dolly Parton, Lady Gaga. They're drag queens. They dress more outrageous than us. You know what I mean? So,
they can afford it as well.
I know. I get my references from biological women. So
yeah.
Like, look at characters like Joanna Lumley in Absolutely Fabulous. You know what I mean? That to me is a drag character.
Patsy.
Linda from Gimme Gimme Gimme. That is a drag character in an orange wig.
The bucket woman from Keeping Up Appearances.
Lord of the House speaking. No, this is not an Indian Lotus.
But like, it's proof that everyone can do drag. I mean, me and Bagga, we hosted a competition, like literally the other day, and there was the winner of it was a trans male who was in drag, and I just find that incredible. Whenever you give someone like that a platform, they're able to express themselves and inspire people around them who maybe have never seen that kind of thing before. And drag kings are incredible too. I always find that so fun. I feel like that's like a kind of type of drag that I would love to dabble in, like do a bit more like androgynous, like male drag, because there's so many great characters.
There's like some I'm like, oh my god, you just do me right now, you look gorgeous.
Yeah, there are some really incredible drag artists of different genders as well. There's Landon Cider, who's an amazing drag king.
Oh my
king.
God, yes. There Bojangles is a new drag king who I'm obsessed with.
Eva Orr, Venus Envy,
Louis Cypher, Lolo Brow, Titty Bang, Cher is a great, I don't know, a lady called Cher, she's a great drag queen. Oh, this is nice. Who inspired you to do drag and why? Davina DeCampo.
Davina DeCampo.
I don't think. I am one of those queens that's like a Generation Rue queen. Like, I started watching this show. But one thing that I did do that I feel like was very valuable in my drag upbringing was find references from other places. I was watching Divine and Hairspray. I was watching Liza Minnelli documentaries and fashion and Instagram. You can learn from your peers. Instagram is a great platform because if you want to find someone doing something cool to inspire you, it's clicks away, literally seconds away from finding stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Your peers as well. Yeah. Like, you guys, I learn everything from you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Not you, Bagga.
But but it's true. Just look for the icons and the legends and the divas. So, like, you know what I mean? A lot of drag queens, most drag queens I know look up to people like Barbra Streisand, Cher, Dolly Parton, Tina Turner, the legends, the divas.
Same. Yeah, same. My inspiration has definitely come from more of the stand-up comedic background and like sitcoms and that kind of stuff. I grew up watching all that kind of stuff. So like Joan Rivers, Whoopi Goldberg, Lisa Lampanelli. And when it comes to, you know, putting the drag on and stuff, I think that really came from watching films like Hairspray. John Waters is like my favorite guy ever. Mm. So any film by John Waters, I'm like, yeah, all over it. So for me, there's a lot of different like film references that can, and characters and that kind of stuff.
Films are the best.
Films are the best. Just, you're right, just for that kind of idea of where you can actually take your character. Dragon characters and that kind of stuff.
A lot of my references are from people like Coronation Street, Charity Shop Sue, Can I Speak to the Manager, Please? I just look up to working class mums that are just, you know what I mean, that just are like, right, I've got to go and pick the kids up now. I'm going to buy a bottle of wine, drink that, pick the kids up, cook them fish fingers and smiley faces, and then, you know what I mean, go and do my pole dancing job.
Oh, okay, here's a very interesting question, girls. So, can an autistic, possibly bisexual woman like myself be a drag queen too?
Anyone can be a drag queen.
If you've got it in you to do it and you want to pursue it, just do it. You know, you get one life, just do it. You know, that's what
I'm
saying.
There's a lot of things to drag that could make you feel uncomfortable. Being in front of a crowd, being corseted, having face full of makeup, wig on your head that's heavy. So as long as you're comfortable and ready to put yourself through that, I feel like, yeah, take it with both hands and do it.
To anyone that has like a disability or any something that you think's setting you back, you know what I mean? Just embrace it and show, you know, I mean, show how wonderful you are. Like, I know a group called Drag Syndrome, and
amazing.
And that these are drag queens and kings with Down syndrome, and they're like, they don't let their disability get in the way of living their life. They literally are like, we're fabulous and we're gonna do it.
Yeah,
as long as it don't, you know what I mean, if you physically can do drag and it don't. Hurt you in any way or your disability, then if anything, you'll be encouraging others that have autism to go out there and do it, because I'm sure there's lots of people out there with autism that's like, I could never be a drag queen. But if there's people like you that show, yes, I can, you can be a drag queen. You can be a drag queen if you have multiple illnesses or disabilities. Don't let it hold you back. Like I said, take life by the horns and just show how fabulous you are.
Yeah. Actually, I think I have an autistic friend who does drag. So whether that's inspiration enough for you to do it, then go ahead. And whenever he gets his drag on, it's like a completely different person, which normally that's what drag does. One thing that like I would say is like, ease yourself into it. If you're worried about doing it, like, just take it a bit at a time. Go out and drag for fun, then start performing, and then have your own gigs and shows, you know. Like, don't take massive strides. Just do it at your own pace.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, things about you that are unique to you, whether it be a disability or a sexual preference or, I don't know, height, weight, body shape, skin color, whatever's unique to you, you can use that as part of your drag to really make you stand out and kind of highlight it in a really positive way. I mean, for instance, I've got my heart surgery scar here, for instance, which a lot of people go, that should be covered up because of this and that. And I wear it on, like, I wear it out because I love it. For me, it's like, you know, a bit of extra cleavage. Do you know what I mean? But I use that because it is part of me, and I use that as part of my drag. I'm not afraid to show that. Obviously that's just a scar, but still it's something that I could be quite self-conscious of. So I just think that whatever's kind of different and unique about you can be the great thing about you. So totally use it, and you know, and if that's the thing that kind of propels you into doing drag, then use it and embrace it, because like we've just said, you could inspire so many people out there to jump on this great bandwagon just by you saying yes to your own dreams and your own desires. So yeah,
the moral of the story is, don't let anything hold you back in life. If you can physically do it, go out there and show the world, I am the best. In the words of Tina Turner, I'm simply the best, better than all the rest. Go out.
Right, you slags, thank you so much for joining us this week for another episode of Reality Check. This week we've been discussing drag. Next week, who the hell knows?
You can follow me at Bag of Chips on Instagram, at ChipShopBird on Twitter.
You can follow me at BlueHydrangea_ on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow me at The Only Vinegar Strokes on Instagram and at The Only Vinegar on Twitter. Join us next week for another episode of
Reality Check.
This show is produced by Yahoo UK. If you feel you or someone you know is in need of a safe space to discuss sexuality, gender identity, sexual health, and emotional well-being, you can contact the confidential Switchboard LGBT+ helpline at switchboard.lgbt.